This is the Avi Act Murli of 12th of January 2025. Stabilize your mind and use your power of concentration to experience the angelic stage. Today, the Master of all treasures is looking at his children everywhere who are full of them. He has made each and every child a master of all treasures. You have received such treasures that no one else could give you. So, do each of you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? The most elevated treasures are the treasure of this knowledge, the treasure of powers, the treasure of virtues, and, along with those, you also have the treasure of the blessings from the Father and the whole Brahmin family. So, check, have I received all of these treasures? The sign of a soul who is full of all treasures is that others would also experience happiness from that soul's eyes, face, and behavior. Any soul who comes into contact with such a soul would experience that soul to appear spiritual and different, with their alaukik happiness. On seeing your happiness, other souls would also experience happiness for a short time. Just as everyone loves and feels that the white dress of you Brahmin souls is so lovely and unique, that they experience cleanliness, simplicity, and purity through it, they can tell from a distance that that one is a Brahma Kumar or Kumari. Similarly, the sparkle of happiness and the intoxication of being fortunate are constantly visible in the behavior and faces of you Brahmin souls. Today, all souls are very unhappy. Such souls, on seeing your happy faces and behavior, would experience happiness for even just a moment. Just as when a thirsty soul receives even a drop of water, he feels so happy. In the same way, even a drop of happiness is extremely essential for souls. In the same way, are you full of all treasures? Does each of you Brahmin souls experience yourself to be constantly full of all treasures, or only sometimes? The treasures are imperishable. The bestower who gives them to you is imperishable. And so they should remain imperishable, because no one in the whole cycle, apart from you Brahmin souls, receives the alaukik happiness that you do. The alaukik happiness of this time continues for half a cycle in the form of a reward. So, are you happy? Are all of you happy? All of you raised your hands for this. Good. Are you constantly happy? Does your happiness ever disappear? Does it go away sometimes? You remain happy, but there is a difference in remaining constantly happy. You remain happy, but there is a difference in the percentage. Bapdada sees the faces of all the children on his automatic TV. So what does he see? One day you should also check your chart of happiness. Throughout the day from Amritvela till night time, does your happiness remain to the same percentage, or does it change? You know how to check this, do you not? Nowadays, science has invented very accurate machinery for checking. So check and make it imperishable. Bapdada checked all the children's efforts of the present time. All of you are making effort, but some of you are making it according to your capacity, and some are making effort powerfully. So today Bapdada checked the stage of the minds of all the children, because the main thing is Manmanabhav. In terms of service too, service of the mind is the most elevated service. You say, those who conquer their minds conquer the world. So Baba checked the condition of your mind. So what did he see? You become the masters of the minds and make them work. But sometimes your minds make you work. Your minds then control you. So Bapdada saw that you have deep love with your minds, but your minds are not concentrated and stable. At the present time, a stable and concentrated mind will enable you to experience a constant stage. Just now, Baba saw in the result that you want to make your mind concentrate, but it wanders off in between. The power of concentration easily enables you to experience the avyakt angelic stage. Your minds wander into wasteful situations, wasteful thoughts, and wasteful interactions. For instance, some people don't even have the habit of sitting still, even physically, whereas others do have that habit. So, when you are able to stabilize your mind where you want, as you want, and for as long as you want, that is called having your mind under your control. The power of concentration and the power of being a master easily make you free from obstacles. You don't then have to battle. By using the power of concentration, you can easily experience belonging to the One Father and none other. You will experience this automatically. You won't have to make effort. By using the power of concentration, you automatically experience a constantly angelic form. You love Father Brahma. So, to become equal to Father Brahma means to become an angel. By using the power of concentration, you automatically have love, benevolence, and an attitude of regard for everyone, because to have stability means to have the stage of self-respect. The angelic stage is your self-respect. You saw this in Father Brahma, and you also speak about it. What did you see as the time of his perfection continued to come closer? The walking and moving angelic form. He was beyond any consciousness of his body. Did you ever have a feeling of the body? When he was walking in front of you, were you able to see the body, or did you experience the angelic form? When he was performing actions, speaking, giving directions, or giving zeal and enthusiasm to others, he was detached from his body. You experienced a subtle form of light. You say, do you not, that as Brahma Baba was speaking, it felt as though he was not speaking to you, but as if he wasn't there. He was looking at you, but his vision was alaukik. It wasn't this physical vision. He was beyond any consciousness of his body. When others also don't feel any consciousness of bodies, when they see your spiritual form, that is called being in the angelic form whilst being in a body. Let there be the experience of uniqueness in every situation, in your attitude, vision, and actions. When he spoke, it felt very detached and loving, loving in a soul-conscious way. In the same way, you yourselves need to experience the angelic stage and also give this experience to others. Because without becoming an angel, you cannot become a deity. Angels are deities. So Brahma, the number one soul, gave the experience of the angelic life in his practical life, and he became that angelic form. Together with that angelic form, all of you also have to become angels and go to the supreme abode. For this, you must pay attention to keeping your mind stable. Make your minds work under your orders. When you have to do something, let those actions be performed with your minds. If you don't want to do something, but your mind says that you have to do it, that is not being a master. At the moment, some children say, "I didn't want to do that, but it happened. I wasn't thinking that, but it just happened. I shouldn't have done it, but it just happened." This is the stage of being controlled by your mind. You don't like such a stage, do you? Follow Father Brahma. You saw Father Brahma. What did you experience when he was standing in front of you? That an angel was standing there. An angel was giving you drishti. So, the power of the concentration of your mind will easily make you into an angel. Father Brahma also tells you children, become equal. Father Shiva says, become incorporeal. And Father Brahma says, become an angel. So, what did you understand? What did Baba see as a result? Concentration of your minds is lacking. Your minds tour around a lot in between. They wander off. If it goes where it shouldn't go, what would you call that? You would call that wandering, would you not? So increase your power of concentration. Remain set on the seat of the stage of a master. When you are set, you don't become upset. When you are not set, you become upset. Therefore, remain set on the seat of the various elevated stages. This is called the power of concentration with stability. Is this okay? You love Father Brahma, do you not? How much love do you have? How much? A lot. You have a lot of love. So what did you give the Father as a response of love? The Father also loves you, and this is why you love him. So what did you give as a return? To become equal is the return. Acha. You double foreigners too have come. It is good. Madhaban becomes decorated with you double foreigners. It becomes international. Look when the different wings service takes place in Madhaban. The sound from that spreads everywhere. You have seen that the sound has spread a lot more in IP quality souls since the service of the different professions started. Put aside the VVIPs, they don't have any time. And you have also had many other big programs. The sound spreads from those too. Now Delhi and Calcutta are going to do this, are they not? They are making good plans. they are also making good effort. News continues to reach Baghdad. Let the sound from Delhi reach the lands abroad. What are those from the media doing? They are only making it reach Bharat. Let the sound come from abroad that this program took place in Delhi and that this program took place in Calcutta. Let this sound from abroad come to India. The Kumbhakarnas of India are going to be awakened by those from abroad, are they not? News from abroad has more importance. When a program takes place in Bharat and they receive news of that in the newspapers abroad, the sound will then spread. Let the sound of Bharat go abroad, and let the sound abroad come to Bharat. That would then create an impact. It is good. The programs that you are organizing are good. Baghdada is congratulating those from Delhi for the efforts of their love. Those from Calcutta also receive congratulations in advance because the sound is heard loudly when cooperation, love and courage, all three, are united. The sound will spread. Why would it not spread? Now those of you from the media have to perform this wonder. Everyone saw it on the TV. This was shown on the TV. There shouldn't be just this. That is happening in Bharat. Now you have to reach the lands abroad. Now this year we shall see how much you are celebrating with courage and great force to make the sound spread everywhere. Baghdada has received news that the double foreigners have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. It is good. When you see one another, you have greater enthusiasm. Those who take the initiative are equal to Brahma. It is good. So Daddy also has the thought. It is a good way to keep you busy. It is good. She is an instrument. Acha. Are all of you those in a flying stage? The flying stage is the fast stage. The walking stage or the climbing stage is not a fast stage. The flying stage is fast, and it also enables you to come first. Acha. What will you mothers do? Mothers, awaken your equals. At least let there be no mothers remaining who then complain. The number of mothers is always the biggest number. Baghdada is pleased, and in this group there is a good number of all groups. A good number of Kumars have come. Now Kumars, awaken your equals. It is good. Kumars should show the wonder that even in their dreams they are very firm in their purity. Baghdada should be able to challenge the world. You are Brahma Kumars, Youth Kumars. You are double Kumars, are you not? You are Brahma Kumars, and physically too you are Kumars. So let there be the definition of purity in a practical way. Therefore, should Baba give an order to check you in your purity? Should Baba give an order? Should he? You are not raising your hands for this. There are machines to check this. Impurity should not even have the courage to come in your dreams. The same should be for the Kumaris too. A Kumari means a worthy of worship, pure Kumari. Kumars and Kumaris have to promise Baghdada, we are all so pure that there cannot be any impure thoughts, even in our dreams. Only then will the purity ceremony of Kumars and Kumaris be celebrated. Now there is a little impurity. Baghdada knows about it. There has to be ignorance of impurity, because you have taken a new birth, have you not? Impurity is something of your past birth. This is your birth in which you have died alive. Your very birth is a pure birth through the mouth of Brahma. So the code of conduct of the pure birth is essential. Kumars and Kumaris should hoist this flag. We are pure and we will spread pure sanskars into the world. Let this slogan be chanted. Did you Kumaris hear this? Look how many Kumaris there are. Now we shall see whether the Kumaris spread this sound or the Kumars do. Follow Father Brahma. Let there be no name or trace of impurity. This is what Brahmin life means. Mothers too have impurity when they have attachment. You mothers are also Brahmins, are you not? So this must not exist in the mothers, in the Kumaris, in the Kumars, or even the half-Kumars and Kumaris. A Brahmin means a pure soul. If there is any act of impurity, that is considered to be a great sin. Punishment for that sin is very severe. Don't think that it is okay that it happens all the time, that a little of this would always be there. No, this is the first subject. The newness is of purity. The insults that Father Brahma took were because of purity. You can't excuse yourselves by saying, it just happened. Don't be careless about this. Dharamraj will not leave any Brahmin alone in this. Whether he or she is surrendered, a server or a householder. Father Brahma will also side with Dharamraj. Therefore, Kumars and Kumaris, wherever you are, whether in Madhuban or at the centres, the suffering of this, even in your thoughts, is a very great suffering and pain. You sing the song, keep your mind pure, keep your body pure. This is your song, is it not? So when your mind is pure, your life is pure. Don't be light about this and say, what does it matter if we do it a little? It is not a little, it is a lot. Bhaktada is giving you an official warning. You will not be able to be saved in this. He will take this into account very clearly, no matter who it is. Therefore, be cautious. Attention. Did all of you listen with attention? Listen with both ears open. Let there not be any touching, even through your attitude. There should be no touching, even through your vision. If it doesn't exist in your thoughts, how could it be there in your attitude or vision? This is because the time for becoming complete, the time for becoming completely pure, is coming close. When there is this impurity, it is like a black mark on a white piece of paper. Acha, wherever all of you have come from, congratulations to all of you children who have come from everywhere. Acha, make your minds work under your orders. You have to be able to connect your minds wherever you want in a second. They have to be fixed there. Perform this exercise. Acha. Children in many places are listening to Baba. They are remembering Baba and also listening to him. They are also happy hearing this. In fact, the facilities of science are bestowers of happiness for you children. To all the children everywhere who are constantly full of all treasures, to the constantly fortunate world benefactor children who have happy faces and who give a drop of happiness with their behavior, to the children who become constant masters of their minds and who use the power of concentration to control their minds, and by conquering their minds, become conquerors of the world. To the pure Brahmin souls who constantly experience the speciality of Brahmin life with their personality of purity, to those who are constantly double light and follow Father Brahma in an angelic life, to such children who are equal to Father Brahma, love, remembrance and namaste from Bapdada. To all of you children everywhere who are listening to and remembering Baba, lots and lots of love and remembrance, and along with blessings from the heart, namaste to you all. Blessing. May you become a complete angel and claim number one by following Sakar Baba. The easy way to claim number one is to look at Father Brahma, who is the number one soul. Instead of looking at many others, only look at that one and follow that one alone. Make the mantra of I am an angel firm, and any differences will finish. The instruments of science will then begin their work, and you will become complete angels, and then deities, and incarnate in a new world. So, to become a complete angel means to follow Sakar Baba. Slogan: the fortune of being respected by all is merged in the renunciation of respect. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Just as Bapdada feels mercy, similarly you children also have to be Master Merciful, and with the attitude of your minds and through the atmosphere, give souls the powers you have received from the Father. Since you have to accomplish world service in a short time, and you have to make everyone, including the elements, pure, do this service at a fast speed. Om Shanti.